1. Introduction. In the context of glass blowing, there are several fundamental glass blowing techniques that serve as the building blocks for creating various glass objects and art forms. These techniques require a combination of skill, precision, and an understanding of the unique properties of molten glass. Here are some of the core techniques. 2. Gathering. Gathering is the initial step in glass blowing. It involves heating a blowpipe or punty, a solid metal rod, and dipping it into the furnace to gather molten glass. The glass blower then rolls the gathered glass on a marver, a steel table, to shape and cool it. Process: the gathering process begins with heating a blowpipe or punty in the furnace until it reaches a molten state. The glass blower carefully dips the heated end of the rod into the furnace, allowing the molten glass to adhere to it. The glass blower rotates the rod while removing it to create a symmetrical gather. Use: gathering is the foundation of most glass blowing projects. The initial gather forms the core of the glass object and can be built upon with subsequent gathers to achieve the desired size and volume. Observations: while gathering, glass blowers should observe the thickness and viscosity of the molten glass. The glass should adhere evenly to the blowpipe or punty. Proper temperature control is crucial to ensure a smooth gather without dripping or irregularities. Cognitive process: during the gathering phase, the glass blower is focused on the selection of the right amount of molten glass and monitoring its viscosity. This requires an understanding of the glass's behavior at different temperatures. Safety considerations: where appropriate, protective gear, including heat-resistant clothing, safety glasses, and closed-toe shoes. Ensure the blowpipe or punty is securely attached to avoid dropping molten glass. Beware of radiant heat from the furnace and avoid accidental contact with hot surfaces. Perceptual stimuli: visual perception, glass blowers observe the color and texture of the gathered glass, which provides cues about its temperature and consistency. Tactile perception, they feel the heat radiating from the molten glass, and they must handle the blowpipe or punty with care to prevent burns. 3. Blowing. After gathering, the glass blower uses their breath to blow air into the molten glass on the end of the blowpipe. This technique inflates the glass, allowing the artist to control its shape and size. Process: after gathering, the glass blower blows gently into the blowpipe to introduce air into the gathered glass. This inflation process expands the glass and shapes it. The glass blower controls the amount of air blown to maintain the desired thickness and form. Use: blowing is crucial for creating hollow glass forms such as vases, bowls, and glass sculptures. By blowing into the gather, the glass blower can control the size and shape of the final piece. Observations: during blowing, glass blowers should pay close attention to the expansion of the glass. They must monitor the pressure applied to the blowpipe to achieve the desired thickness and shape. It's essential to avoid overinflating the glass, which can cause it to thin out too much. Cognitive process: the glass blower must gauge the appropriate amount of air to introduce into the molten glass. They use their breath to control the expansion, requiring a keen sense of timing and an understanding of how air pressure affects the glass's shape and thickness. Safety considerations: use a blow hose or blowpipe with a mouthpiece to avoid direct contact between the mouth and the hot glass. Maintain proper distance from the hot glass to prevent burns. Be cautious of overinflating the glass, which can lead to thinning and potential rupture. Perceptual stimuli: visual perception, glass blowers watch for the expansion and shape of the glass as they blow air into it. Visual cues help them control the thickness and form. Auditory perception, they listen for subtle sounds like crackling or hissing, which indicate the glass's state and temperature. 4. Marvering. Marvering involves rolling the glass on a marver to shape and cool it. The marver can be used to create cylindrical or conical shapes and maintain symmetry. Process: marvering involves rolling the hot glass on a marver, which is a steel or graphite table. This process cools and shapes the glass, often elongating it into a cylindrical shape or creating a more uniform surface texture. Use: glass blowers use marvering to refine and shape the glass. It aids in maintaining symmetry and can be used to create straight, cylindrical forms. Observations: when marvering, glass blowers should observe the glass's temperature and texture. The marver helps cool and shape the glass. Uniform pressure and rolling are crucial to create symmetrical forms without cracks or irregularities. Cognitive process: while marvering, the glass blower is considering the desired shape and texture of the glass. They make decisions about how to use the marver to achieve these objectives and maintain symmetry in the piece. Safety considerations: wear heat-resistant gloves or use wooden paddles to prevent burns when marvering. Use a marver table at a comfortable height to avoid strain or awkward positioning. Perceptual stimuli: visual perception. Marvering involves observing the glass's contact with the marver and monitoring its texture and shape. Tactile perception. The glass blower feels the resistance as the glass is rolled on the marver. 5. Blocking. A block, typically made of wood, is used to shape and cool the glass further. The glass blower rolls the hot glass on the block to achieve the desired form and texture. Process. A block, typically made of wood, is used to shape the glass further. The glass blower rolls the hot glass on the block, which can have a specific profile, to shape the glass into the desired form. Use: blocking is particularly helpful for creating complex shapes and contours in the glass, including creating the fundamental form of the glass object. Observations: during blowing, glass blowers should pay close attention to the expansion of the glass. They must monitor the pressure applied to the blowpipe to achieve the desired thickness and shape. It's essential to avoid overinflating the glass, which can cause it to thin out too much. Cognitive process: when blocking, the glass blower visualizes the final form and decides how the wooden block will aid in achieving it. They must make quick judgments about pressure, speed, and the orientation of the glass. Safety considerations: keep hands protected with heat-resistant gloves when blocking to avoid burns. Be mindful of splinters from the wooden block, and inspect the block for wear and damage. Perceptual stimuli: visual perception. Glass blowers visualize the final form and how the wooden block will help achieve it. They monitor the glass's interaction with the block. Tactile perception. The glass blower feels the pressure and feedback when rolling the glass on the wooden block. 6. Shearing. Shears or specialized tools are used to cut or manipulate the glass while it's still hot. This technique is often used for creating specific shapes or patterns within the glass. Process: shearing involves the use of specialized tools to cut or manipulate the glass while it's still hot. Tools like diamond shears, straight shears, or jacks are used to create specific shapes, patterns, or decorative elements within the glass. Use: shearing allows the glass blower to add details, create openings, or modify the form of the glass while it's still malleable. Observations: when using shears, glass blowers must carefully cut or manipulate the glass. It's important to observe the angle and pressure applied to create clean cuts or desired shapes within the glass. Cognitive process: the glass blower must assess the design and decide on the placement of shears or cutting tools. They also determine the precise angle and force needed for the cut to achieve the desired shape or pattern. Safety considerations: use appropriate shearing tools and handle them carefully to prevent injuries. Maintain a clear workspace to avoid tripping hazards. Perceptual stimuli: visual perception. The artist observes the glass design and carefully positions the shears for cutting or shaping. Tactile perception. Glass blowers feel the resistance as they apply force with the shears to achieve clean cuts or shapes. 7. Punting. Punting is the process of transferring the glass from the blowpipe to a punty. This allows the glass blower to work on the other end of the object while maintaining control over its shape and symmetry. Process: punting is the process of transferring the glass from the blowpipe to a punty, a secondary rod. This is done by creating a small gather on the punty and attaching it to the bottom of the glass object. Once securely attached, the blowpipe is removed. Use: punting allows the glass blower to work on the open end of the object, such as the rim or opening, while the punty provides support and control. Observations: during the punting process, glass blowers should ensure a secure attachment between the punty and the glass object. Observing the connection point and its stability is vital to prevent accidents or misalignment. Cognitive process. When punting, the glass blower calculates the ideal attachment point for the puntee to maintain balance and control. They consider the weight distribution of the piece. Safety considerations. Ensure a secure attachment when transferring glass to the puntee to prevent accidents. Maintain proper posture to avoid strain when working with the puntee. Perceptual stimuli. Visual perception. Glass blowers must visually assess the attachment point between the puntee and the glass object to ensure it's secure and balanced. Tactile perception. They feel the glass's weight distribution on the puntee. 8. Finishing. Finishing techniques can include reheating and shaping, adding details, and creating openings or rims on the glass object. Glass blowers use various tools and equipment, such as jacks and tweezers, for these refinements. Process. The finishing stage involves reheating and shaping the glass as needed. Tools like jacks, tweezers, and wooden paddles are used for these refinements. Artists can also add specific details or handles during this stage. Use. Finishing brings the glass blowing project to its final form. It ensures that the glass is aesthetically pleasing and meets the artist's vision. Observations. In the finishing stage, glass blowers should closely watch the glass's temperature and shape as it's reheated and worked with tools. Precise adjustments, such as creating rims or handles, require attention to detail. Cognitive process. In the finishing phase, the glass blower visualizes the final details and shape of the object. They make decisions on tool selection and technique to achieve their artistic vision. Safety considerations. Use tools like jacks and tweezers with care to avoid pinching or crushing the glass. Keep the workspace organized and free from clutter to reduce the risk of accidents. Perceptual stimuli. Visual perception. During finishing, the artist visualizes the final details and shape, making decisions about tool selection and technique. Tactile perception. Glass blowers feel the resistance and feedback when using tools like jacks or tweezers. 9. Annealing. Annealing is the controlled cooling of the glass object to room temperature in a kiln. This process is critical to relieve internal stresses in the glass and ensure its durability. Annealing prevents the glass from cracking or shattering due to thermal stress. Process. Annealing is the controlled cooling of the glass object in a kiln. The glass is gradually heated to its annealing point and then slowly cooled to room temperature. This process relieves internal stresses, making the glass more durable and less prone to cracking. Use. Annealing is a critical step to ensure the glass remains stable and structurally sound. It prevents the glass from shattering due to thermal stress. Observations. While annealing, glass blowers should carefully monitor the kiln's temperature and cooling rate. Observing the glass's position within the kiln is essential to ensure even and thorough annealing, which prevents stress fractures. Cognitive process. Annealing requires understanding the specific annealing point of the glass and determining the appropriate kiln temperature and cooling rate to relieve internal stresses. It also involves precise scheduling and time management. Safety considerations. Be cautious when loading and unloading the kiln to avoid contact with hot surfaces. Use protective gear when handling annealed glass, as it may still be warm. Perceptual stimuli. Visual perception. Glass blowers monitor the kiln's temperature and the glass's position within the kiln to ensure even and thorough annealing. Tactile perception. They may check the temperature of annealed glass to ensure it's cool enough to handle. 10. Perceptual stimuli in glass blowing. Certainly, in addition to the cognitive processes, glass blowing also involves a deep connection with the material through perceptual stimuli. Glass blowers rely on their senses to interact with the molten glass. Here's an exploration of the perceptual stimuli provided by the material. Visual perception. Stimuli. The vibrant, translucent nature of molten glass provides a visually stimulating experience. Glass blowers observe the glass's color, texture, and transparency, allowing them to monitor its temperature and consistency. Tactile perception. Stimuli. The tactile aspect of glass blowing involves the physical sensation of manipulating the hot glass. Glass blowers can feel the molten glass's temperature, viscosity, and weight through the blowpipe or punty. They use touch to gauge the glass's malleability. Auditory perception. Stimuli. Glass blowing produces distinctive sounds that provide valuable feedback. The glass blower listens for specific cues, such as the crackling of the glass when it's too hot, or the hissing sound when air is blown into the piece. These auditory signals help in monitoring the process. Olfactory perception. Stimuli. The glass blowing studio has a unique smell due to the materials and equipment used. Glass blowers can detect changes in the process by the distinct odors produced, such as the smell of burning wood when wooden blocks are used for shaping. Thermal perception. Stimuli. Glass blowers can sense the temperature of the glass through the heat radiating from it. They must adapt to the changing temperature as the glass cools and solidifies, avoiding burns while working with the hot material. Kinesthetic perception. Stimuli. Glass blowing involves precise movements, and glass blowers rely on their kinesthetic sense to control the tools and their own body position. This includes the sense of balance and muscle memory when transferring the glass to a punty.